Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by Cyber Backer, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.ph for more details. Okay, another awesome day here at Cyberbacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show right now. Zaira, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you again for being here. We're very, very excited. Now, to let you know, we have a lot of listeners who would want to be a part of the Cyberbacker family. So I need your help here, Zaira. Can you introduce yourself to our audience? Maybe let's start off with, what's your role here in Cyberbacker?
Of course, not a problem. So I'm Zaira once again, and I'm the content writer for the social media team of Cyberbacker.
There you go. So part of our awesome social media team, of course, here in Cyberbacker. How long have you been with us, Zaira?
I've been with Cyberbacker for 6 months now, this June.
Okay, 6 months since June. So you've been with us since the start of 2022 then, am I right?
Around December.
End of December. Okay. What a good decision. Starting the 2022 year strong, right?
That's right.
Now, I'd like to know, before you became a part of Cyberbacker, what did you do, Zaira?
Before Cyberbacker, I was actually working for a government bank here in the Philippines. I was assigned to the lending department who handled accounts for like the LGUs in our area. Yeah, so that's what I did.
So that's a bit far from where you are right now. Content writer from working in the bank, is that right?
That's true. Yeah.
Okay. Now, so this is your first. Is this your first time working from home?
No, not really, because I tried online English tutorial before.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So before the bank?
Yeah, before banking, I was an online English tutor, yeah.
Online job. So I'd like to ask you then, since you have experience working virtually / working from home, have you always seen the value of doing it, working virtually?
So, to be honest, not really at first, but now with Cyberbacker, I have. So just like I said, I was an online English tutor for Japanese students, but at that time, I haven't seen the value of working virtually still.
Okay. Yeah. So you did have experience then working virtually, and now more experience, of course. We're very excited to have you here for more years to come, by the way, Zaira. I know a person like you would do your research before joining any company. So how did you find out about Cyberbacker, Zaira?
I found out about Cyberbacker on TikTok. So
there you go.
Yeah, as a millennial. Yeah. But I actually decided to join Cyberbacker because scrolling through my TikTok For You page, it felt like it's a community where I'm with a culture I'm fit to be in. Mm-hmm. So for years, I was moving from one toxic working environment to another. So actually, my mistake was all I ever looked into was how much salary I was going to get, the bonuses, the incentives, and not thinking about, you know, what kind of community I'll be joining. So after all the many realizations and being in the corporate industry, I decided to look into the kind of company I will be applying to after everything. So I wanted to check if the company's about its people and how much it values its people.
Now, I want to ask you, has that question been answered? Does Cyberbacker value its people?
It really does. Yeah.
100%. 100%. Yes. Now, talking about expectations. Of course, when you try something new, you would always have these first impressions. That new food, new experiences, new company. What were your initial expectations about Cyberbacker?
Initial expectations? Actually, I don't have any kind of expectations, but I just wanted to experience a whole different kind of working environment especially since this is a permanent permanent work from home setup. So it's gonna be like a really huge transition from the corporate industry to this kind of work.
Yeah, of course, because working in the bank, you really have to be there. You can't really work from home, right?
That's right.
There you go. Now you're experiencing the cyber backer. Yeah, there, experience by the word.
Yes. Yes.
Now, being part of one of the most fun divisions here in CyberBacker, social media division, I have a few, I've interviewed a few people from your division, and that's what they always say, the happiest division in CyberBacker. Now, what do you love most about the social media division?
Okay, so first, I just would like to, you know, shout out to the happiest division in CyberBacker, the social media team, let's go. What I love the most about my division is I have encountered the most understanding, patient, and effective leaders. So I'm really very grateful because they really make me want to become better at my job. So shout out to Miss Ju, Miss Ara, Miss Mel, Miss Wella. Thank you.
A lot of people to shout out. To give a shout out to, I mean, of course, a lot of awesome leaders there in that division too. Now, content writer. That's your main role here in CyberBacker, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, what does your typical work day look like? I'm curious to know. So mainly a lot of writing, I'm assuming content writer by the name, right? But what does it look like every day for you, Zaira?
For me, so as a content writer for the SMM team, my one thing is really creating articles. So in a day, but what I do is I check my email for updates. I have this routine of pulling up the necessary, you know, platforms or materials I need, like listing my to-do list, which includes like article writings, my captions or other kinds of write-ups, materials to proofread. It's not really revolving around just writing articles in a day. I also check the content as well.
Ooh. Yeah. So a lot of thinking time then. A lot of thinking time.
Yes, and a lot of creative brain cells that are, you know, squished.
Creative brain cells. Yeah. Now, I asked this next question to all of our guests here on the show, and all of the answers have been the same. Difference is the reason. So I'm going to ask you, do you see yourself staying with CyberBacker in the next couple of years, and why?
That's actually an easy question, because the answer is just yes. I definitely see myself in CyberBacker for the next years to come, because for me, this is actually an answered prayer. Before CyberBacker, I've always prayed for a life where I can do what I love the most, which is writing and traveling. And now I'm actually living the life of an answered prayer through CyberBacker.
Gosh, I love what you talked about there, an answered prayer. Now, just to ask, when you were working the bank, you couldn't travel, right? Not really that much.
Not really.
Now in CyberBacker, you get to travel while earning money. Right?
That's right. That's right. And actually, right now, I'm in Manila. I'm from Tacloban.
But
I'm
the travel.
Yeah.
Now, to ask, what are you doing in Manila right now? Just traveling for fun with family?
Just traveling. Just that.
There you go. Again, the perks of working from home and perks of working with CyberBacker, of course.
That's true.
Now, I think I already know the answer to my next question as well, because as you mentioned, you get to travel while working. But how else did CyberBacker change your life, Zaira?
Just like I said, I've been living an answered prayer for the past 6 months, and that's how life-changing CyberBacker is for me. So the choice of starting with this company really helped me evolve on my perspective on career advancements. And definitely helped me a lot financially to live the lifestyle I desire while still being able to provide for my mom, my sister, and my dog.
Oh, the dog, of course. Yeah. Most especially our dog there. Yeah. Again, providing for the family, traveling, and making ends meet, right?
That's right.
Excellent. Now, here in the podcast, as you've already given shout outs to a few people earlier, now we give you the opportunity to say your thank yous, if you'd like, to the people who have mentored you, who've helped you all throughout your cyberbacker journey, Zyra. This is the time.
Yes, thank you so much for this chance. I really want to shout out to say my shout outs to my social media team. I want to name all of them, but we don't have enough time. So
yeah, a lot of people.
I want to thank most especially Miss Ara, a really great leader, and Miss Ju, Miss Mel, Miss Suella. Thank you so much for motivating me to stay strong in this job, because it's also hard. It's not always fun, but being around people who motivates you a lot, that's something else.
Yes, and I think that's the most important thing. You can't really create any diamonds without any pressure, right?
That's right.
When diamonds really shine under immense pressure, right there. Now, to all of our listeners, if you would want to be a part of our social media division and get more information about how to be a part of the Cyberbacker family, please visit our website at www.cyberbacker.ph, and of course, our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and we also have a YouTube channel. Zyra, thank you very much for being on the show. I hope we get to do this again soon.
Yes, thank you. I had fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website, www.cyberbacker.ph, and don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.